May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for February 29th, 2020. And today I'm going to discuss two compendiums of articles and videos on the cause and recently announced cure of the coronavirus outbreak and all the global repercussions I'm going to be discussing. That, it's been quite a ride the last couple of weeks. I've been blogging about it and doing a lot of research on it. So this is kind of wrap on the issue. I think it's pretty much going to be winding down here before long, which is then I'll be explaining why. So as for the cosmic weather this week, it's been a mixed bag with Neptune exalted in Pisces for a deep mystical, if not highly intuitive, sensitivity to nonlinear realms of the spirit that matters on Earth as in cosmos. And higher spiritual sensitivity during these transits would normally influence collective consciousness with fearless faith in the higher power that guides and directs humanity with loving kindness. But instead, the last 2 weeks with the coronavirus outbreak, we've seen the creation of massive fear and extreme downturn in the global economy. And like I said, I think that's going to be winding up here for different reasons. And I'm pretty much going to say that this issue is going to be over more or less before long, although the economic repercussions will continue. There's a lot of destabilization of the global economy. Also, what's been going on with the cosmic weather, Mercury has been retrograde and aligned with the sun in Pisces this last week. And we're seeing a replay of the global terror, as we saw with the assassination of Iran's top military leader, the first of the year. It's almost like, you know, it's Mercury retrograde. We're revisiting, you know, this global fear mongering and, you know, this potential, you know, World War III we're worrying about here, the first of the year. Well, this is like worldwide plague we've been worrying about in the last couple of weeks. It's almost as if the whole world is going through shock and awe to wake us up to deep state agendas, which I'll be going into, which seem to intend to invert or subvert and pervert a high state of global co-creation as united sovereigns of Earth. Well, this is the Aquarian spring reality, folks, I've been talking about since the first of the year. You know, we're at the cusp of the Aquarius, and there's a new consciousness that's matriculating the matrix of people worldwide. You know, quantum reality is going mainstream. The internet has led to the internet. Now, the family of mankind has awakened. I mean, think about it. We have a 2,000-year cycle of Aquarius that is being initiated. And we're going to be seeing a new era of universal Aquarian love that raises the standard of the divine feminine and divine masculine as the archetype of Alpha and Omega, spirit that matters, again, on Earth as in heaven, cosmos at large. So this is humanity's Aquarian destiny, and we're seeing it mature in our global village of instant everywhere and all connected interactions that have created a new common sense of us as united sovereigns of Earth, global village, family of mankind. I mean, this is the heart of Aquarian Spring, the 2020s decade of accelerating initiation of the 2,000-year Aquarian Age. And I'm sure it will take 10 years for global humanity to get our act together, along with, you know, along more enlightened lines of universal cosmic love, Aquarian love. I mean, is it true that a universal love interface for global interaction will involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness with Aquarian unity and diversity? This is something I've been talking about since the first of the year, what's going on. with the interactive communications capabilities for creating unity and diversity, you know, which is the spirit of Aquarius. And would you agree that this decade will be a time of karmic reckoning for what we have done to the planet and done to each other? I mean, light brings up all unlike itself. And as the light of Aquarius surges, you know, the deep state density purges. So the big question is, will we self-correct with Aquarian sensibilities of effective sensory perception? You know, ESP, there's nothing extra about it when you got it. It's just effective. And this is the 5D shift, you know, that's going on, the shift in energies, the shift of consciousness. It's going mainstream. The veil is thinning, whether we know it or like it or not. This is the dynamic of Aquarian spring at this time in these cycles. So the spiritual dimension of fifth dimension, you know, of the 5D ESP is the internet at the heart of the World Wide Web of cosmic love. And it is naturally organized in such a way that we only have to think of someone or something to be directly in touch with them, wherever they may be. So we don't need to know exactly where they are as we do on the physical plane, as would require maps or an exact address. With effective sensory perception, there is no time or space. So this is the physics of quantum reality. And they'll be calling the Aquarian Age the quantum age, you know, the understanding how it's all energy, it's all frequency, you know, whereby the navigation of time and space is relative to the prevailing frequency of your consciousness. And in the higher fifth dimensional spiritual divine plane, you just have to focus your thought very intensely, and it will take you exactly where you want to be. I mean, the Akashic record, you know, we're etching the record moment to moment of Akasha, you know, with our thoughts and feelings. And when you're in the higher 5D realms, if you think about health, you immediately enter the realm of health. Think about love and you're in the realm of love. Think about music and you're in the realm of music. This is why devotees of the spiritual path will devote some time every day to the work of meditation, so as to visit the realms of quantum reality, where they will find everything they need to know in the Akashic records of the quantum field. So these gifts of the whole, healthy, and otherwise Holy Spirit are what is needed during Aquarian spring in order to mitigate the mass extinction level event on Earth now. I'll be talking about that with one of the videos I provide on what's going on with this, on the extinction level event that's going on the Earth now. And in previous shows, I've explained how drastically the population of birds, bees, and people on Earth are being decimated. I mean, the most civilized nations on Earth are now showing the most dramatic decline in population. People are dying from a host of man-created plagues on our health, and global warming is virtually a smokescreen by elite engineered genocide, you might say, the population reduction agenda. And again, I've talked about that, and we'll discuss that briefly in this show. And I'm going to be kind of doing a love wrap, talking about light and love and, you know, the spiritual realities, you know, at the beginning and the ending, and going into some of the deep doo-doo in the meantime. So consider the future for our children and their children under the onslaught of DNA corruption from toxic mutagenic poisons and vaccines, GMOs and food, fluoridation of water, chemtrails in the air. And 5G is compounding the health crisis, as I'll explain later. I mean, the plagues, you might say, are upon us. There's already, you might say, pandemics of degenerative disease of all kinds in the American people. I mean, America's health has dropped way down the list of the health metrics for any nation. U.S. has been falling way down the list. I don't even think it's 43rd now in major nations of the world. So, I'll be discussing this regarding what's going on, including, you know, specifically the coronavirus in these two blogs that I'll be going into. And the first one's about the nature of this crisis, and the second one is about a recently announced cure for coronavirus without vaccines. Keep in mind that the best thing for the immune system is a high vibration with a positive attitude and, you might say, a can-do spirit. I mean, so be happy. I mean, joy vibrates at a higher frequency than even love, according to the Hawkins scale. You know, Dr. David R. Hawkins, MD, PhD in psychology, is famous for his decade-long research with millions of tests utilizing behavioral kinesiology and finding out that one individual who lives and vibrates to the energy of pure love and reverence for all life will counterbalance the negativity of 750,000 individuals who calibrate at the lower weakening levels. This is from his book, The Hidden Determinants of Human Behavior, one of my top 10 favorite books. It's really amazing because it gets into basically, you know, the understanding of consciousness as a function of our thoughts, feelings, and specifically, the frequencies of love, loving kindness, and whatever frequency we may be at. Like as they say, it's moment to moment, we're etching the record of Akasha, you know, the Akashic record, with our thoughts, feelings, and our vibration. So I'm going to go into these two blogs now. Might be kind of moving through this kind of fast. There's a lot I wanted to go into. There's a lot of amazing revelations that have come out regarding this coronavirus situation. So this first blog I did here a couple of weeks ago, and been working on it even in through this last week. It begins with an understanding of, you know, revelations unveiled. And there's a quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson that the revelation of thought takes men out of servitude into freedom. So there's a quote by Manly P. Hall is in reference to this revelation of thought that's going on. You might say there's a revolution in higher consciousness going on. And it has to do with the love codes, you know, the geometrically ordered divinity, the order of the universe, and the understanding of it symbolically. And Manly P. Hall says that when the human races learn to read the language of symbolism, a great veil will fall from the eyes of men. So I begin this blog at the top with the love codes, you know, with the universal law frame of reference for conscious evolution revelations. So if we're etching Akasha with our thoughts and feelings moment to moment, you know, it comes down to, you know, what are we going to think about? You know, where are we going to, you know, focus attention? You might say where our attention is, where our God is. So I always say we need to focus intention with pure intention and love retention for conscious ascension in a dimension of cosmic comprehension, universal divine love comprehension. So I begin this blog with a little frame of reference, understanding the law of the one, two and one, three and one, four and one, five and one, with pure geometric thought forms, the circle, cross, triangle, and the symbol of the pyramid from the top, looking down on it, and with the capstone in the middle, with the idea of how this corresponds to basically dimensions, the law of the one, two and one, duality versus polarity, the Trinity, you know, you might say the synergy in the Trinity, the co-creation process, and the law of the four and one with the capstone, you know, the pyramid of self and civilization as a symbol, as a universal archetype that actually they're finding pyramids all over planets, Mars and other, and you know, all over the Earth, of course. The pyramid is a kind of like a universal thought form. I'm kind of going to skip over the details of this. I have more information, of course, in podcast archives. Show notes will have the link to this blog and specifics on what I'm talking about as far as cosmic law, universal law, language, universal interface, what that looks like in terms of geometric order, divinity, and a frame of reference for that's, you know, for cosmic law that's based on pure geometry. I've talked about this in other shows. Specifics on this, and actually a photo silk screen I did of this model, this love model, back in 1975. I don't think I've published that for many years. And I have an artistic, well, it's a photo silk screen that I did back in 1975, which is another way of orienting these first principles of cosmic law. And the idea is that beyond the lockstep linear left brain letter of the law, you know, the L, is harmony with the nonlinear spherical spirit of the law, the O. And atonement for the sense of separation via at-one-ment that is real for a conscientious evolutionary ascent. You know, as in gathering the tribes of Israel in America, which is an anagram for the I am race, and you scramble the letters of America, and that's the code word symbolically, and an anagram for America is the I am race globally as a unity state, us, U.S., as in United Sovereigns of Earth. And again, this is where it's going in Aquarius. The family of mankind will be getting its act together. Unity and diversity, as is on the E Pluribus Unum on the Great Seal of the United States, the same principle, what we began with America locally, we'll see with the I am race globally increasingly, because there is no time or space, quantum reality, and with the instant everywhere interactive internet revolution, unity and diversity becomes the self-evident process for getting our act together. As for conscious evolution revolution revelations as the big unveiling, you know, I've been talking about how the veil has been thinning, the frequencies are shifting to higher frequencies. And most readers of this blog and listeners to the show are well aware that the mainstream media is a limited hangout of the whole truth. It's like a mice mass mind control psyop. Noam Chomsky once said that the general population doesn't know what's happening, and it doesn't even know that it doesn't know. So what's happening, and we've been seeing this ever since Clinton was defeated by Trump, there are some very powerful forces of corporatocracy, I mean, collusion with technocracy and mediocracy, and bureaucracy under deep state plutocracy. And they've been at war to control the U.S. government ever since Clinton was, again, defeated by Trump. I mean, no one in corporate media is reporting this for obvious reasons. They're all in on it. While independent media exposes Clinton's treason as the reason for this war on truth, both Bill and Hillary, if you believe Ben Fulford and his reports, are actually Rockefeller agents, if not direct relatives. And Ben Fulford has referenced numerous reports over the years. I've looked into it, and of course, it's not going to be reported. Rockefellers are very much involved with control of the petro economy, the petrodollar, you know, the oil-based dollar, and of course their ownership and control of interlocking directorates of mainstream media. Most people have no idea that this is going on, so it sounds like conspiracy theory when you say something like this, but I'm putting it in here because it checks out. I mean, hundreds of billions of dollars were extorted from deep state oligarchs and plutocrats in Hillary's pay-to-play quid pro quo racket has funded her Clinton Foundation war chest that now funds a lot of deep state control policies. Excuse me. So corporate media calls independent media fake news and begins censoring any media that challenges the corporatocracy of and for deep state power without high state principle. These are kind of the dynamics going on, folks, with the like a civil war between the what I call between the dark state, the deep state, and the high state, or the dark state and the light state, you might say. For example, the Department of Justice holdovers from the Obama administration have not been replaced. Trump appointments are being blocked by Congress Democrats. Billions of dollars in the Clinton Foundation simply pay off career bureaucrats at the Department of Justice, if not Congress critters, as a choice rather than a bullet for them or their family. I mean, that's how the Clintons have operated since Arkansas days. Now, some people listening to this will know about that, going all the way back to Mena, Arkansas, in Arkansas days. And I won't go into that for now, but some of you aren't aware of this, and you don't know that you don't know. So, I mean, ask yourself, is it better to be corrupt and rich rather than honest and dead? I mean, that's quite a choice. This is what's going on with billions of dollars in the Clinton Foundation, paying off career bureaucrats, the Department of Justice, if not Congress critters, as a choice rather than a bullet for them or their family. That's quite a choice. Or as George Carlin said about power politics, it's a club and you're not in it. So, and then I referenced, to make a point here, this is an article that was from informationliberation.com. That there was a DOJ inquiry into Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, and they found nothing. And this is, of course, what's going on. The Justice Department, a lot of the departments, intelligence departments, there's 16, like, intelligence departments in the federal government. And how many billions of dollars are being used to basically maintain the people that are in place going back to the Obama administration? I mean, I read some articles on it, and it sounds credible to me. I mean, this would explain why there is an overt uncivil war witnessed by, people worldwide on the internet for 3 years now, between these deep state desperados and high state champions of core sovereign rights. I mean, this is the war of power elite special interests for ownership and control of the financial and human resources of the planet. And this is the backstory behind the coronavirus pandemic. I mean, deep state depravity seems to have hit the wall. Time is short, wrath is great, etc. I mean, this is a reference to the quote from Revelations 12:12. And at the same time, Aquarian spring high state is surging, with the spirit, with the sense there's plenty of time, faith is great, etc. And higher power is purging the deep state. I mean, it's kind of the dynamic that's going on. This is something we'll see throughout the Aquarian spring. And I've done articles before, about a month ago, and provide links to those articles that confirms that this new coronavirus strain is indeed a biowar version that by accident or intent was released at the epicenter of contagion in Wuhan, China. But there's a far more to the story. This is the point today. This is regarding the 5G component to the coronavirus contagion came out of Wuhan, China. I mean, the quarantine city of Wuhan with 11 million people in China's Chicago, you might say, it's like a transportation hub in China, is showing the combined effect of toxic air pollution with huge 5G deployment plus coronavirus. So there's three factors here. I'm going to be going into it more. This toxic air pollution is so bad in Wuhan that, of course, they've been wearing masks there for years because of the pollution in the air. And there's respiratory illness of most of the population just because it's weakened their lungs. So the pneumonia-like effects from the toxic air pollution by itself is a huge factor, but there's also a huge factor that I'll be going into regarding 5G and the effect on oxygen transport in the lungs, in the blood. And then there's the coronavirus aspect of this, the respiratory infection that mimics and basically pneumonia or hemorrhagic fever. And I'll be going into that again. But there's a movie called that documents the danger of 5G called 5G Apocalypse, which I've published in blogs before, and I provide a link to it. And it makes a good case that 5G exposure by itself is linked to DNA corruption, oxygen deprivation, depression, Alzheimer's, and infertility. But again, there's more to the story. And I provide a new video in the blog. Again, the linked in the show notes, the first blog compendium that gets into the understanding of 5G and how the radiation is proven to cripple oxygen assimilation, causing pneumonia and severe depression of one's immune system. So this is a dimension, of course, is not going to be referenced in the mainstream media because there are trillions of dollars at stake that are staking out the 5G future of America and China. And China was trying to getting a jump on the U.S. as far as 5G deployment, and we're seeing the results of it. So rights, you know, human rights always go out the window under terror attacks, you know, bioterror or you know, otherwise, especially since 9/11. And under national emergency powers, social engineers and scientist technocrats are always given special powers to fulfill plutocrat agendas. Now, the plutocrats behind the scenes, you know, the billionaires and the trillionaires who buy off technocrats and bureaucrats and, you know, basically their minions for different agendas. I'm going to be going into that, but specifically seven different agendas they have along with that have been going on with this coronavirus agenda. PSYOPs is a CIA expert and former spy Robert Steele explains. He says that Robert Steele explained, and I provide several links and the blogs to his public intelligence website, public intelligence blog, that's really very incisive on this issue. And I'll be finishing up with a video from him, which basically says that we're going to be seeing this epidemic, this pandemic is coming to a close for different reasons that I'll be going into. But according to Robert Steele, he's saying that the same political Zionists behind 9/11 and also behind the media, monetary, medical matrix, you might say, they're all in alliance with the big pharma cabal in the agenda for mandatory vaccines. But first, they needed a big crisis. So Robert Steele goes on to explain, and I provide an interview that is his perspective, you might say counterintelligence perspective, on the Wuhan virus as a Zionist biowar false flag attack. And he says that, Robert Steele says, it's not clear to me the degree to which 5G, for which China is the lead country, intersects with the biological virus. 5G is a huge part of this. What we do not know yet is whether this was a false flag attack, as I suspect, a test of the intersection of biowarfare and electromagnetic warfare, or a full-out assault intended to destroy the Chinese economy and begin depopulating China, or all three. Now, that's saying a lot there. He has an article that goes into this in greater detail. You might say this is clearly a test for the global shift from faithless fear by way of endless terror war to fearless faith in a sovereignty solution. And for those who have read this far, the following article kind of connects the dots. Now, I'm reading from the narrative of this first blog and referencing different articles that have been published. This one, articles published earlier in the month from the MillenniumReport.com. It's a very incisive, insightful article called Staged Coronavirus Pandemic, an international criminal conspiracy of epic proportions. And it goes on to say, is the Wuhan coronavirus pandemic staged to cover up the public health crisis caused by the intensive 2019 5G rollout in Wuhan City? Well, it makes quite a case for that element, which the media is not talking about at all. Like I say, they've staked out the 5G future for America with trillions of dollars at stake. They're certainly not going to shoot themselves in the foot by linking 5G to what's going on with the coronavirus pandemic. So, I mean, some people would say that this is a black swan event, you know, that a staged coronavirus pandemic that is orchestrated by heartless plutocrats to achieve five major objectives. Now, these objectives I also reference in the follow-up article blog, which I'll be getting to here shortly, regarding the cure for coronavirus. But these are objectives behind the scenes, layers. There's layers and layers of these objectives, you know, the old never let a crisis go to waste, so that the plutocrats, the deep state, you know, the special interests that have a vested interest in population control and reduction. There's seven of these points that I reference here with articles that go into each of the points, articles that have been published. The first one is crisis capitalism by way of martial law. Lockdown of core freedoms has begun with the 9/11 Patriot Act. There's an article on this. The citizens of the United States are going under medical martial law. That's an agenda. Looks like that's not going to be fulfilled. But these are the kind of things, the deep state agendas with crisis that you see emerge in situations like this coronavirus pandemic. Another issue that seems to be an objective is a cover for global economic reset. I mean, before the coronavirus incident, which was like a mass media diversion from this issue of global economic instability, there's been serious signs of a slowdown of the global economy. The global shipping indexes, and I mean, there's numerous metrics for the health of the global economy that has been, seriously failing over the last several months. So this, you might say that this whole coronavirus thing is a cover for, or a scapegoat to blame for burst of the hyper bubble economy. And there's an article on in this regard that the Fed created a monster bubble it can no longer control. The third point is the conversion to paperless currency. You know, there's been a push for the next economy to move from paper currency to digital currency. And of course, the idea of eliminating viruses on dirty money, because you probably know about how many viruses and microorganisms are on paper money. So here's the issue of the coronavirus to make a case for another reason to get rid of paper money and normalize safe cryptocurrencies, you know, that don't have viruses on them. There's an article here mapping out the banking elite's goal for a cashless monetary system. I mean, this agenda has been in process for years, and this coronavirus, you know, feeds into that agenda. And there's two parts to that article on the banking elite's goal for a cashless monetary system. fourth point is that the diversion from that this coronavirus is a massive diversion from 5G health danger. They're not mentioning the 5G factor and how it affects health, and specifically not just weakening the immune system, but blocking the oxygen transfer from the lungs into the blood, which is a highly documented issue that is not coming out in the mainstream media. But again, because trillions of dollars are at stake as 5G stakes out big tech's future. A fifth point that's going on, agendas that we're not hearing about, is that for increased censorship by way of big tech tyranny. I mean, there's an article here, is Chinese-style censorship advancing in the West? And we've been seeing more and more of that ever since, again, Trump was elected. There's more and more censorship by big tech, with deplatforming the independent truth tellers, blacklisting them, all kinds of different, demonetizing them. And it's more and more moving in this direction of Chinese-style censorship. A sixth point is, with the agenda, it seems that being furthered with this coronavirus, is, again, we're seeing the push for mandatory vaccines, you know, pharmacide, making a killing on creation and management of public sickness. You know, they've got the patents to this coronavirus situation. They ramp up the fear and the fear porn and the, you know, and get people all demanding, you know, for a vaccine. And of course, Bill Gates is waiting with his vaccine with the microchip in it, a long-term agenda. He's just waiting in the wings for the right opportunity to deploy it through mandatory vaccines. There's an article in this regard about how the UK is considering making vaccines mandatory and criminalizing criticism of vaccines. A seventh point of this agenda of the coronavirus is, and this is nefarious to say the least, but a lot of the power elite are into eugenics and reducing population and what they call depopulation of useless eaters, quote unquote, you know, eliminating mostly the elderly while reducing pension and welfare costs, you know, sustainable growth through depopulation. And there's the whole myth of the population bomb being a problem is exposed in a video that I have on the blog regarding the population crisis, that there's a mainstream media, specifically New York Times, coming out that's saying the population crisis isn't too many people. It's that advanced nations and, you know, around the world are losing population faster than they're replacing it, which is a complete reversal of the scare tactics we were told by the media for years on the population bomb and being too many people. I mean, and there's a video I have on this, and this from TruthStream Media on the blog. And the byline of the video is that it's kind of insane to be living through a time when admission of what used to be called crazy conspiracy theories are just rolling out in the headlines daily like it's nothing. So the bottom line, just in time, is the Aquarian Spring genesis of global holistic healthcare with universal self-care. So like I said at the beginning of this blog, I was going to talk about, you know, light and love and a love sandwich, and then get into the heavy, heavy coronavirus stuff and finish up with light and love. When I say that, with a vision of holistic healing and the capabilities of technology that exists now for a global holistic healthcare, the global telecare model of a website that could be provided relatively inexpensively, you know, to provide a database that people could go access and check out, go through a portal, a gateway in the website regarding their metabolic type, their blood type, and enter their current symptom profiles and see a database of what's working best worldwide for people that have the same metabolic type, blood type, as far as whether it be homeopathic, you know, allopathic, chiropractic, naturopathic, or some eclectic combination of holistic modalities. What's actually working best? Technology exists to do that. The only problem with that, politically speaking, is it would make the drugs per symptom medicine virtually obsolete as the only community standard medicine for healthcare. So the whole point here is that, you know, universal self-care is our sovereign right. If we don't own our own healthcare, we don't own our own lives and are virtually slaves. So health freedom is the heart of all freedoms. Any system of government that no longer serves the pure intention of for health of, by, and for its own people, that government is sick and needs healing or abolishment, as it says in the Declaration of Independence. I love the quote by Krishnamurti when he says, "It's no measure of health to be well adjusted to a profoundly sick society." So, you know, a vision of global holistic healing is pure intention with global telecare. That's an obvious solution to the systemic disease care system that we call healthcare. And this is specifically highlighted in the blog and in a video by Del Bigtree on coronavirus. A very good article. We gave it at a convention, I think, down in Acapulco here about a week ago. And he explained, I mean, how bad the tyranny is in healthcare, and specifically regarding the policies of the CDC and Big Pharma that are in collusion to make a killing on vaccines and drugs that create and then treat public disease. So that's an amazing video. And in brief, basically it says that vaccines for coronavirus are currently being developed by companies that are being funded by eugenicist Bill Gates in an effort to control the outbreak. But who are these companies, and are their products tried, tested, and true to be safe? In this video, Dan Dix of Press for Truth speaks with vaccine expert Del Bigtree about the science of the coronavirus and its vaccine manufacturing programs that are being introduced at the same time that laws are being passed in states nationwide that would force individuals to get vaccinated. Kind of interesting, isn't it? And there's a short video by Robert Kennedy Jr. where he explains quite specifically at about 13 minutes, where he says that the CDC is a criminal vaccine company. And he explains that whether the heartless 5G pharmacide agenda is purely for profit or for a population reduction agenda or both, you can see in this video by Robert Kennedy that healthy choice has been politicized and weaponized for health tyranny, with mass deception through big tech subservience to big pharma dictates of corporate law that says stockholders come before the public when profits are at stake. And they got a racket, you know, vaccines that they now, and it's very clear from this video that the CDC is covering up that vaccines create disease, and then drugs for whatever ails you for the rest of your life. I mean, it's like a plot out of hell, really. And, you know, there's a video I provide here from someone in Chinese talking about the coronavirus, some mother. And it's really a grievous little short video, but it's like she thinks she's going crazy because of what's going on with the politics in China, which are virtually draconian to totalitarian, to say the least. And this is our future. If we don't, you know, if we don't get our act together, then, you know, basically wake up, smell the coffee, and get a grip on the situation, which, like I say, I think is going to be coming to an end here shortly, the coronavirus PSYOP, psychological operation, which is, you know, fear. And of course, flu is fear. The flu is flu corresponds to the faithless fear, like healing and health corresponds to faithless, fearless faith. They're like the opposite. And so it's a psychological operation, the fear mongering that we see. And again, I'm going to be finishing up with a video in this show and the second blog, they talk specifically about, the end of this coronavirus event, just like in other years, election years. And most people don't realize, and I think this is interesting, that the coronavirus or some kind of virus was a problem pretty much all the different elections. I'm going to see if I can find this video. Here we go. Every election year has a disease. There's a graphic, a chart that shows that SARS was in 2004 election year. Avian virus was 2008. Swine flu virus was 2010, 12. MERS was 2012. Ebola was 2014. Zika was 2016. Ebola was again in 2018. Now we got coronavirus in the election cycle now in 2020. It's kind of interesting how the fear component has played into. I mean, is this coincidence? This is on X22 report. I thought I'd mention that. So basically, there are solutions to the healthcare crisis, global telecare. I've talked about that before, universal self-care, what that looks like, how that works. And the system is the solution. And the system for holistic healing, global holistic healing, global telecare, what that looks like, how that works. Provide links on that. Some of you are familiar with it. Others are not so much. And I just thought I'd provide that perspective as a kind of an orientation to how good things can be, so we don't focus on how bad things are. You know, there is a future here. Solutions are kind of self-evident with a little bit of common sense. The problem and the solution, I get into some different videos at the bottom of that first blog on Love Unveiled. And some of it's just inspirational, because joy is, joy is healing. It's the higher vibrations. Joy is a higher vibration, again, according to Dr. Hawkins, than even love. The higher frequencies of joy and a positive mental attitude have a very positive influence on the health. Because, again, our thoughts and our feelings, moment to moment, are not only embedded, etched in Akasha, the Akashic Records, it's etched in our DNA, the health of our cells, and it's a frequency. The cause behind the cause of disease, it's like there's an energetic cause behind the chemistry of disease. And this is the paradigm shift, quantum healing, quantum energy, the quantum age of Aquarius. This is what we're going to be seeing more. Well, the second blog, I get into the breaking news of the cure for coronavirus has been announced. And this is by way of Robert David Steele's website. I really like the work Dr. Robert David Steele is doing on his public intelligence blog. I've talked about him before on the show. I had him on the show several years ago when he was talking about open source everything. The guy's brilliant. He has solutions and he does reviews for Amazon of all kinds of books dealing with the core issues facing civilization at this time. Highly recommend the links that I provide on this cure that's been announced. And really, this cure gets into the whole oxygen deprivation issue connecting 5G with coronavirus. Very important understanding that we're not hearing in the mainstream media at all. And there's an article I provide on this by way of Anna von Ritz. And Judge von Ritz, brilliant lady, got thousands of articles on her website that she's done over the years. She gets into the understanding of the not just the overall loss of oxygen in the atmosphere in Wuhan, and actually worldwide, it's been decreasing. But the additional air pollution in China and the deployment of 5G exposing people to much higher levels of EM radiation, and how this very neatly accounts for the widespread symptoms of hemorrhagic fever in Wuhan. And she goes into a history of electromagnetic radiation in the United States as different forms of electromagnetic currents, from alternating current to other kinds of frequency in people with electrical sensitivities, how it has resulted in virtually a direct correlation to different disease pandemics we've seen in the United States. It's really amazing. And it all goes back to this issue of oxygen. So that's an interesting article. I'll provide a link on that from her. And there's another article on this blog regarding the, so to speak, cure for coronavirus. And there's an article by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. specifically on the how the, again, the CDC is a criminal vaccine company. And this understanding of why that is the case, I mentioned this before in the other blog, this goes into it in more detail. So I'm going to finish up with this video in this, in referencing the video in the second blog on the cure by, again, Robert David Steele, when he says, is the pandemic over? And it's about a four-minute video, and he says he's done with the issue. It's been well exposed now. You know, take the information and run with it. The situation with this psychological operation and an honest assessment of the factors and how we're back to now, it's the economy and keeping the economy together, of course, in through the election, keeping the economy strong and basically not falling for the crisis. The crisis management, the crisis capitalism that will compound the problem with fear and terror and basically chaos. So a return to economic, so to speak, normalcy is the intention. We're going to be seeing more of that. And I kind of finish up with a note after the, you know, the video by Robert Steele, with the understanding of, I mean, there is no vaccination for 5G radiation sickness, nor is there a cure for stupid. That's kind of a quote from John Rappaport, and he has a great article, again, on how to stage a fake epidemic and brainwash billions of people. So his article ties in with the article in the video by Robert David Steele, and makes a case of what Robert talks about on his public intelligence blog about this whole situation and why he basically convinced it's pretty much over. And the reasons for that, I think, are very congruent and coherent. And basically, on that note, I just would like to say to everyone, you know, keep your immune system strong. Keep your vibration high. Keep your joy system, you know, you're basically, your joy level's high. Keep, you know, try and be happy. You know, I'm not saying don't worry, you know, be happy just by itself. But, you know, the understanding that when you're coherent and heart coherent and mind congruent, you'll have a positive mental attitude, a can-do spirit that'll basically strengthen your immune system. As far as physical strengthening your immune system, you know, just keep in mind that the Swedish pollen extract that underwrites this show and underwrites, you know, my blog and my writing, it optimizes oxygen transport in the blood. It increases stamina and stress recovery. The pollen extract provides the richest source of RNA, DNA, stem cell micronutrients from nature. And it's the ultimate superfood for the endocrine system, you know, the immune system, and the mitochondria energy factory in every cell. So for Vimvigor, vitality, if not virility, I highly recommend, you know, the Swedish pollen extract for keeping your immune system strong. So I want to thank everyone for listening. And basically, you know, just keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.